Okay, and on that note, do you all have your papers back? Yes, it was actually a very, very impressive selection of essays. You should all be very proud of yourselves. You have clearly taken on the source material and worked it to your advantage. You have put yourselves on exactly the right path to complete a wonderful first year. Now, I believe that is everything I wanted to say. You may as well head on to your next lecture now. Yes, let Professor Curlys know that I'm sorry I kept you a bit longer. I just wanted to make sure that all of you had your papers back, and that you know what the new boundaries are for the marking system. Yes. Yes, a 53 will be a pass. As well as 62, yes. No, the fail mark is, I believe it's 45. Below 45, and you have failed. None of you received less than 45. Fantastic. Okay, on you go, on you go, go on. First years. Oh, except for you. Yes, you, sir. I would like to talk to you about your paper. Yeah, come over to my desk. You look incredibly panicked. I can't imagine why. No, I'm just waiting for everyone else to leave. Okay. Now then, you may have noticed that the paper I returned to you, even though it contains your words, is not the original copy. You did notice, good. The original copy is right here. Now, can you think why I may have decided to keep this particular stack of papers to myself rather than handing them over to one of your peers to give out to you with the rest? Really? But you can't think of a single reason? Interesting. Well, why don't you place the paper that was handed back to you just here, and I will place your original paper alongside it. And do you see any differences between the two? How cute, yes. I do prefer to use Georgia as a font, yes, and yours is Times New Roman. Also quite large, by the way, that was quite unnecessary. No, this isn't sixth form, this isn't college anymore. There's no need to bump up your page count by using such large text. No, here at this university, we know full well if you're putting in the work or not. Please stick to point 11 or point 12 in future. Look again. Oh, you can't see a difference. Well, perhaps then you wouldn't mind if I told you what I see when I look at these two papers. The one I handed back to you, complete with your grade, is smooth and clear, unrumpled, unwrinkled, and unstained. Yes. This piece, I suppose I can still call it an essay, this demonstration of academic excellence is crushed, smeared, and most definitely stained. What is this? Oh, I am fairly certain you know exactly what I am talking about. Do not play coy with me. What is this? That is cum. Dirty little bastard. That is spunk all over the essay that you handed in to me. Yes, it is. I am a grown woman. I think I know what dried up spunk looks like, you filthy little shit. Would you like to explain yourself? Is that so? Well, very well. If you are so certain that I'm mistaken, then I'm sure you wouldn't mind proving it to me. Oh, yes, profess your innocence, sure. I am more than inclined to believe you. Innocent until proven guilty. is the law here. Oh yes, this country is wonderful. But they do require some proof. So, I would like you to drop your trousers, remove any undergarments, and wank yourself to completion upon this second essay. You heard me. No, I don't. Look at me, not the door, look at me. Thank you. If you would be so filthy and depraved and frankly disgusting as to hand me, your professor, a filthy, cum-stained rag. Surely you have no shame and no problem in providing another. And if you did not hand me a filthy, cum-stained rag, then is it not in your interest to prove such to me? Well, no, you won't be going to your next lecture until this has been taken care of. I have actually already spoken ahead with Professor Curley's, and he knows you're going to be late. That twitch of your eyebrows. No, he does not know why. Would you like me to tell him? I didn't think so. Now, drop your trousers, lower your undergarments, and wank yourself to completion upon that essay. Now. Good boy. Goodness me. You know, I almost believed you. Almost. I could have believed I'd made a mistake and it was in fact, what did you say, mayonnaise? You disgusting little cretin. But now, you stand here with your trousers down around your ankles, your boxers clinging to your knees, and your cock is as hard as diamond. You knew exactly what you were doing, didn't you? And you knew that I would know. Perhaps you didn't anticipate this particular turn of events, but you knew there would be some repercussions, didn't you? And that's what you were looking forward to. You disgusting, filthy little worm. I see. I wonder, when you stroked yourself to completion and let your load fall upon these sheets of paper, were you perhaps thinking about the other young ladies who sit at the back of the room? Oh yes, I've heard them. Don't stop stroking. I've heard you trying to speak with them and I've heard them talking about you. They don't think very much of you, do they? No. They have no problem at all in telling you exactly what they think, and none of it is particularly positive, is it? Mm-hmm. I've heard words like disgusting, creep, pervert. Oh, look at your hand fly. This is exactly what you wanted, wasn't it? You wanted someone to talk down to you, to let you know what kind of filthy little animal you are while you pleasure yourself to their words. So you took that risk. You thought of those three beautiful young women telling you exactly what they think of you and your pathetic young self. And you lost control so quickly that you couldn't move your work away in time. I can all but see it now. And of course, since it was early morning when you printed this, I know it must have been. You didn't have time to print another, or perhaps you ran out of paper. Regardless, you hurriedly smeared away some of the evidence and held it up to dry as you rushed your way into lectures this morning. Well, not good enough. Keep stroking. I didn't say stop. And look at me while I speak to you. That's right. You look into my eyes, you disgusting, filthy little worm. You listen to me. I am a senior lecturer at this university. I do not have time to play games with my students. I will not be the butt of some kind of ridiculous prank. And I certainly have no use for your cum-smeared work. No. The next time you want to jerk off to someone telling you what a terrible, disgusting piece of waste you are, do it like any normal, pathetic young man and use a sock or a tissue. Or better yet, bend forward and shoot it into your own mouth. That way no one else has to clean up your mess. You look at me. You don't break eye contact with me. You keep stroking that dick, that tiny, pathetic little string of sausage meat. You stroke it until it spits all over this paper, and then you are going to take this paper and keep it with the rest of your work. That's right. You are going to fold up that paper covered in your spunk and keep it with the rest of your things so you can remember what happened here today. Keep stroking. Keep stroking and don't look away from me. Do not look away from my eyes, you nasty, nasty little vermin. Oh? There we go. It's quite a big load, too. I suppose you're feeling rather proud of yourself now. Did I say anything about pulling your clothes back up? Don't you dare move. In fact, put your hands on the desk. Both of them palm flat. Thank you. Now then, let's have a look at these. This is what you handed in. And this is today. Now then, on closer inspection and with a fresh sample to compare against, it would appear that you were in fact telling the truth. This first paper is not indeed covered with spunk, and it, from the smell of it, is definitely mayonnaise. And yet, that leaves us with a very interesting dilemma now, doesn't it? Look at me. You are a pervert, truly. You enjoyed every moment of what I just made you do. There's no denying it. Not only that, but you're looking at me now, and I can see that your cock is still hard. I have a proposition for you, combined with an apology. We will forget this incident ever happened. Do not interrupt me. We will forget this incident ever happened. Thank you. And in order to show my sincere apologies for the assumption and mix-up, I offer you this trade. Offer me a real essay, your next, in fact, covered in spunk, and I will ensure you have all the fodder you need to enjoy yourself while you do. That's right. I will call you all the filthy names you could ask for. You dirty